5:30, Covenant Condition Restrictions Committee, Tuesday, September 9, 2025. Members, would you, Jim, would you do a roll call?
You have to bang the gavel when you call us to order.
This meeting is called to order.
All right. Chair Detta.
Present.
Vice Chair Israel.
Here.
Director Gilchrist.
Here.
Candace Hill Calvert is absent. And Committee Member Eastwood.
Here.
All right. We also have staff Jim Mock.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. Well, there's no public here. Do we still need to read this?
Yes, please.
Okay, I will read it. Public testimony will be received on each agenda item as it's called. The principal party on each side of an issue is allocated 10 minutes to speak. Individual comments are limited to 3 minutes except with the consent of the committee. Individuals shall be allowed to speak on an item only once. Members of the audience are asked to volunteer their name before addressing the committee. The committee reserves the right to waive said rules by a majority vote. That said, we will now move to adopt the agenda as presented. Do we have a motion to adopt the agenda as presented?
I have a motion to adopt the agenda.
Okay.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt the agenda as presented. Any questions, comments, discussion?
Nope.
Hearing none, we'll move to take a vote on adopting the agenda as presented. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. The motion passes unanimously. The agenda is adopted as presented. Next item on the agenda, approval of minutes. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting?
I make a motion to approve the minutes for last meeting.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the minutes from the last meeting. Any discussion, comments, corrections? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move to take vote on this matter. Those in favor of approval of minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Those against, say nay. The approval of minutes passes. The minutes are approved as presented with no corrections. Now the section moves to open forum. Members of the public may speak on any item not on the agenda that falls within the responsibilities of the committee. Let the record reflect we have no members from the public present today. We will move on to the next item on the agenda, which is the department matters. Jim, monthly staff report.
Thank you. All right. Open violation CC&R violation manager case detail report. The case detail report is attached in the back of your agenda. We have, at the time of the agenda being released, we had 44 cases open. Of those cases, we have 13 courtesy notices out, 6 initial notices out, 8 final notices out, 2 pre-legal notices out, 0 referred to legal, 13 on continue to monitor. So before I move on, is there any questions regarding the case detail report?
The pre-legal notices, we'll address that separately, correct?
Yeah, but these that are listed on this, so we have a pre-legal notice for La Canada. The reason why that's at pre-legal is this case was recently reopened. I have it on continue to monitor. It was originally pre-legal. So the case got reopened, and I just ended up having it stuck on pre-legal. I have not released another notice because I'm monitoring it, and I'm collecting photographic items for that case. This is a chronic case that has a lot of trash, trailers, and stuff that's usually right in the middle of their driveway. The owner is out of town, and it's a relative that has that house. So it's a constant So I've reissued that pre-legal notice a couple times, and it prompts the cleanup. But at some point, we may have to go to legal. The second one, actually above there, Millbrae, that one's on hold. It was a pre-legal notice that went out for trailers and unkept front yardage, six-foot weeds type of thing. This case started up in 23. I met with the owner several times to get their trailered items in storage. She has gone through ARC. My last inspection up there about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, partial of the gate has been installed, but it's not fully screened yet. So I'm waiting to see if that concludes to a full screen. So that's why they are still there without any action. Both of these, just the one keeps coming back. The second one, I pretty much got on hold while I'm watching.
Thank you, Jim. Any questions,
Tim?
Any members?
Katie?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
So in July and August, and we're doing this bi-monthly now, we had 25 cleared cases. In July and August, we had 19 new cases. And what you'll see later down on the list, this also included another neighborhood campaign that we completed. But I have the numbers separated there. So, going on to architectural review, July and August, we had 42 cases reviewed and 42 cases approved. 16 roofs, 3 solars, 1 tree removal, 0 fences, 1 new home construction, 1 ADU, 6 swimming pools, 2 exterior house paints, 4 decks, 2 exterior room addition renovations, 1 patio cover, 2 storage sheds, 2 window replacement projects, and 1 fourplex apartment complex. That fourplex apartment complex is going up at La Crescenta. That's going to be the backside. It's actually, that whole area is zoned for high residential. So as you're traveling La Crescenta out to Green Valley Road, it will be there on your left in between 2 other apartment complexes. So it's a fourplex that's going in there. There's actually 4 empty lots there, so one of the addresses is putting in fourplex. And that was approved by ARC. I believe, a little extension on that, I believe Mo is working to see if they're making sure they're annexed into the CSD. Because, of course, once they annex in, then they can be a part of the benefits of the CSD as well as we get that percentage of tax dollars. Any questions?
I hear we got somebody to help us out on ARC. Is that correct? A new ARC member?
Yes. And that will be coming up too.
I have a question on the ARC project.
Sure.
Where's the new home construction?
New home construct. It's right below fences. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Where?
New Home Construction. That one is at the corner of Fairway and El Dorado
Royale. So annexed in.
Excuse me?
Likely already annexed into our...
Yeah, I think when it comes to... When you're coming into... You know, that's a good question. Because... for example, the La Crescenta, the fourplex apartment complex, is in Cameron Park number 12. It's already an established community. I don't know if there is a difference between the multi-residential unit and a single-family home. But that's a good question on whether or not individual homes need to be looked at. Because if you go up on the ridge, what's that top road that comes out at Bass Lake Road?
Woodley.
There's a lot of homes in there that are on regular lots in that community that are not annexed in. And I've even had them call me and say, we're not annexing into Cameron Park. Okay. And all those 5-acre lots up there, they're automatically not annexed in because they're separate from our communities. There's quite a few up there. But that's a really good question, and you know, I'll try to remember to pass
to
that
on. Checklist on the ARC checklist.
Well, I think also that might not be a bad idea, but I don't work with LAFCO. That's typically GM. I did learn a lot about working with LAFCO, but that is a LAFCO item.
I understand. I'm just thinking if it's on the checklist and you find out that it's not part, then you can raise the issue to the GM at that point.
I agree. Thank you. I'll try to remember to.
House we can get.
Yeah, I'll try to remember to ask Mo about that, our GM, and if you can remember maybe to make a note to do that also. And single family home.
That's my only question.
It's a good question. I guess we've always assumed, but I've never verified it. Okay, any more questions on ARC? Okay. That takes us to our first item for a pre-legal request. And what I have to do here now is we do have to back up, and the first request is just for pre-legal. If I need to go to legal, I have to take it to the GM first before bring it to the committee. So we're backing up and just doing pre-legal request at this point.
So we can't
do the
double. Authorize the GM to do it?
We could, but if remember how
it's just 2 months. I mean, you send these out and then you're waiting 2 months to get our approval and then to move forward again on the next time around.
I hear what you're saying.
I mean, you're just slow. I mean, that was because Mo wants. I mean, Mo has control over what you do anyhow, so why would it have to come back to us?
I don't know if I can answer that question properly, so I would definitely let Mo answer that question. There's more factors into it than I can really answer to, but I do know that he's watching the dollars and cents that go in and out for legal carefully. So pre-legal is a staff-driven release, while the legal notice, it does require approval for funding. Now that has to
be. Well, I mean, I assume you would get that before you brought it to us or you decided to go. If they decided you wouldn't spend the money on it, you just wouldn't. But you have our clearance to do it. That's all we're trying to do is. Okay.
I think I understand what you're saying. You're saying
I'd like to hear back
still,
from you next.
You can still approve the legal, but he does the final approval.
Well, he does
that.
It anyhow.
Yeah,
I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
I mean, that's operation.
I get what you're saying.
To direct him to.
Yeah, that's operation stuff.
Okay.
He's been very clear with us. Doesn't want us involved with that.
Okay.
But this is just giving you approval, so
doesn't mean the trigger has to be pulled. I get you now.
Well, I mean, staff.
It
doesn't say Jim. Staff. Mo is staff. You're staff.
Mm-hmm.
They're the same as far as my approval is concerned.
Okay.
I mean, that's. Otherwise, you're just waiting. There's three of them, four of them here.
Yeah.
They'll be waiting months because they're not going to do anything until they get legal notice.
Well,
these are long-standing.
Pre-legal does work pretty good.
Is the suggestion then to approve?
I think the suggestion is, yeah, to keep it the way we've been doing.
Also approve.
Well, the way we've been doing is giving you both.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Give both.
Yeah, give both now, subject to your discretion as to how to progress.
And
like, if you don't need legal, fine, stop there.
Yeah.
The matter is resolved. But if you need legal, you don't have to come back to us. You already have that approval.
I get it.
Today.
Thank you. I mean, it makes perfect sense, so I apologize for kind of making that note. But
well, I mean, if Mo may have another reason that's we don't know about.
Not yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Did he? Well,
we'll find out.
We'll.
But we're going to go ahead and get pre-legal and legal approval if necessary, and at staff's discretion.
Yes.
Yes, as noted. Okay.
So on this particular matter, what are you asking us?
So CCNR 21-1021, 2427 Knollwood Drive. These first three are all Knollwood. There is a section of Knollwood that I've been working for this. Well, you can see on here, one of them's 2021, the other two are 2025, beginning of the year. So it's a section of Knollwood that we worked on through neighborhood campaign. We come back through. Everybody's cleaned up their stuff except for these three.
Right.
So CCR 211021, this is at 2427 Knollwood Drive. Mm-hmm. Property frontage keeps a dump trailer in the driveway. The side of the house has vehicle breezeways, but it's being used for storage of tires and trash and stuff.
There it is.
Yeah. Google Maps shows it.
Yeah. So,
it's an okay looking trailer. So, are you asking us to this is authorize pre-legal and legal if needed on this?
Correct.
That's the action you want us to...
Pre-legal and legal approval. We will start first with pre-legal. So, I'm going to go to the case detail report on this. It gives you guys the photos or the field report. So, there we go. So, oftentimes, like in this case, we have two trailers in the front.
Oh, yeah.
And over here, again, two trailers. You can see here the trailer and the trash. And then from this side, you can see into the breezeway. And it oftentimes, if the vehicles aren't blocking it, you can see all the buildup of trailers and trash in there as well. So it's the only one on Knollwood in that whole section where it looks like there's a business being worked out of it, but they just don't have their storage set up properly yet to block all that from visibility. But they can. There's ways to make it. And the house is plenty deep enough to even pull out a fenced yard or a storage yard further out into the frontage. So we are requesting pre-legal and, if necessary, legal by staff discretion.
Okay.
I like the way I just put that.
All right, do we need a motion to...
Motion for what you said.
Okay. We have a motion off what Jim just said. Do we have a second on this motion?
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion to approve pre-legal and legal on CCR 21-1021-2427 Knollwood Drive. Any discussion, comments on this particular motion? If not, we'll move to take a vote on it. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. Hearing no objection, the motion passes. You have both the pre-legal and legal, if needed, within your discretion to move forward.
Thank you. Item number two is CCR 251020. This is 2605 Knollwood Drive. Property frontage has had a recreational trailer in the frontage of the house. This this location, I've noted the trailer being there for quite some time. I picked up the violation after the neighborhood campaign, so they got their neighborhood campaign notice, and they're all the way through final. This case, it's right in the front yard, and it's also one of our park accesses, or our parks team's accesses, to a property in the back that the CSD has to maintain. So if you kind of go through here, you can see this trailer sits right here. And again, the frontage is deep enough to even put a screen here, back it up a little more, put a fence screen, and then maybe just a partial down the side. They don't have to fence in their entire yard to be in compliance with CCNRs. But what I learned today is this access right here along the creek is our access to get back there and keep this whole community clean by weed eating and keeping all the dead brush out of it. There's about 7 acres back there. Here's another view of the house with the trailer in the frontage. And I personally have never seen it move. So
well, Google Maps sees, or Apple sees it in a different location, but it's there.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's on the left side of the driveway.
Okay.
In this picture. But it's there, and now God knows when this was. Right?
So, these
down the right.
And these go, mine go from 319 to 424 and to 818. So
they have no fences, so obviously they're not.
Actually, this is on the side. Google Maps has it on the side.
Yeah.
So it goes around.
Well, it's been a while, too, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, this is June of 2024.
Yeah.
Google is showing on the side.
Since March, it's been in this location, and there's no fences on this property. So
either way, whether it's left or right, it's still
on
violation.
The front edge.
So staff is seeking approval from the committee for pre-legal notice to be sent out and legal notice at staff's discretion.
Okay, do we have a motion?
I'll move to 2605 Knollwood Drive. To pre-legal notice, and we'll grant staff the decision-making to move to full legal.
Okay.
A second.
Okay. You have a motion and a second to authorize staff with a pre-legal and, if needed, within their discretion, legal. Any discussion, comments in this matter? If not, we'll take a vote on it. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. No objection. The motion carries. 2605 Knollwood Drive. Jim, you have the authorization to move forward with pre-legal and within your discretion for legal if needed.
Thank you. Okay, our next one is CCR 251019, this is 2773 Knollwood Drive. Property frontage has had a boat in the frontage. I originally started working this case, and I got into initial notice, and the mail came back, returned to sender. The home ownership had changed. So I had to back up, work with county to find the new ownership. Yeah. And start releasing new letters. So you can see in these photos, at this point, the boat is covered. This one is interesting to me because if you can, you might be able to see on your Google Apple, they've got...
It's not on here.
They got gates on both sides that are both double swing gates.
Yeah, so they could slide it in there.
They have the ability to put it in. This was when they did house paint and re-roof. And there's a good note of the gates. So you got a double wide here and a double wide there, and the boat sits right in front of it. So, yeah. It's one of those where I think it's just a new homeowner that is just not paying a lot of attention to the current notices, and we just need to up it and get them going. So we are requesting pre-legal notice with the discretion of releasing it to legal if need be.
Okay, do you have a motion?
I had just a question. When we only provide them advice when they ask for it as far as dealing with fences and screening and stuff, right?
No, not necessarily. Like, for example, on Tuesday, I'm going to meet with somebody because I did notice that they're working on trying to get a trailer into a location.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been able to notify them and get a meeting with them because I want to make sure that they do it within the CCNRs and not something I have to go out and say, take it down. So when it comes to fences, I really like to give
advice. No, but what I'm saying is we don't go and say, you're in violation and you could do this or that, unsolicited.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I have on it, when if I see something going on, I happen to have it on fairway.
So like in this case, you could say, put it behind one of your two side fences.
Well, and that's where I would, if it's solicited, the question is asked, I wouldn't have a problem with it. But if some people might take it as you're directing them.
No, actually.
And you have to be really careful
about
that.
I do. And I actually, oftentimes, when I do a new camp, a good example, somebody moves into a house and I see them doing improvements. I will come out there with a little folder that has their CCNRs,
uh-huh.
has fence guidelines,
yeah.
has a couple of the little tools,
uh-huh.
Maybe our newsletter, as well as a map of the community. And I will talk to them about this stuff.
Right.
Only, now, I have to tread lightly, because walking up to a door and knocking on the door and asking them, hey, take this information, exactly.
I don't think that's a problem. I mean, door knocking, I don't think is a problem.
I do door knock, and I do yeah. set them down. But oftentimes I see it when I'm seeing any project being working on the property. That gives me the opportunity to stop, introduce myself,
uh-huh.
talk to them a little bit.
Right.
I do that more often than I think people think I do. And then we also release in our newsletters that a site assistance program. So I do get a lot of people that will contact me and say, can mm-hmm. you come over and help me?
Yeah, well, and that's what we want, right?
I yes.
mean, that's what we want.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you.
My pleasure. Okay, I think we're done with this one?
Well, we haven't.
It's
we
on
haven't
the table?
We haven't taken a motion.
Okay.
I'll move.
Okay.
To move 2773 Knollwood to pre-legal, and legal if staff deems it necessary.
We have a second.
A second?
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any comments or discussion on this? If not, we'll take a vote. Those in favor of moving forward with this motion, say aye.
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 Those opposed, say nay. No objections being heard. The motion carries. Jim, you have the approval to move forward with pre-legal and legal if necessary for 2773 Knollwood Drive.
Thank you. Okay, our last one is being presented because we are requesting additional legal, because the case was originally closed. It's now been reopened. This case, you all may remember, and I'm actually going to bring this up in a different way. Some of you, I think, were on this committee when we had a big rig trailer put on Cameron Park Drive at this location. County helped us with that abatement. It was only there for about 3 months, but my goodness, did we hear about it.
Yeah, it was very noticeable.
So what has now happened is he's brought in another trailer, and that trailer sat for a couple of weeks. Because of the communication in the past that we've had with him, I contacted him via email and said, just to let you know, cases do not clear status if the same violation is brought back, so you are still at legal status. And this time he decided not to do anything. So we are now asking to go to the next legal notice, which is abate or quit. So what I'm going to show you is the original trade. This was the original. That's where the location was of that trailer. This is where I've got the case was reopened, and then he brought in this trailer. It sat here with a boot on it for a couple of weeks.
And that's actually on El Dorado Royale, not on
right.
Cameron Park Drive.
Yeah, yeah. This is the newer okay. case. The old one, well, here it is. The old one was, when we did legal, was that.
That was on El Dorado. Or
that was on Cameron Park Drive, but it's still the same
property.
And that's actually Cameron Park Drive easement, so that's why they got involved. But all of these, okay, so the trailer came back and it sat here in the frontage for quite a long time. And you'd even see him back the truck up to it to make it look hitched, but it wasn't hitched. And on here, he even put a boot on it. Now it's been moved up here into the driveway, but still it's noticeable. And every time I have a trailer in this location, the rest of of Castle Brook and a couple other streets go, I drive by this every time I'll leave my trailer out. So it promotes leaving trailers out whenever there's out. So we are asking the committee to approve going back to legal after this case has been reopened for an abate or quit notice at staff's discretion.
Okay, we have a motion to grant the staff's request. So you already have a legal proceeding right now.
There is legal notice on this one.
Okay, so you just need to...
And just for the record, because I don't know if I said it, this is CCR 22-1042-3380 Eldorado Royale that we are reviewing. Legal notice is... right here.
That was in
2023. Mm-hmm. 2023. Okay. It took all the way to legal notice to get the semi trailer out of it, but this was March 2023 when the legal notice was sent. I did email him last month and let him know that he's still at that case status for bringing back the same violation.
And he did not respond.
He responded with, there's other trailers in the neighborhood. Well, I know there's other trailers in the neighborhood.
So he's aware, we've notified him, and he's just not doing anything.
Yeah.
All right. I'll move that we move 3380 Eldorado Royale Drive to an abate or action notice.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second on 3380 Eldorado Royale. Any discussion? No discussion. Then we will move to take a vote. Those in favor, say aye.
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 Those opposed, say nay. The motion passes to abate or prosecute the legal notice that's currently ongoing on 3380 Eldorado Royale.
Thank you. Okay.
Staff update, not an action item. So.
Okay, staff updates. So staff completed neighborhood campaign throughout Cameron Park number 6, Sudbury through Meter Road. Mm-hmm. This was a swap out neighborhood campaign for Cameron Park number 8. I made that note because I remember telling you all in our conformed agenda that Cameron Park number 8 was going to be my next one, but I was starting to get complaints for Cameron Park number 6, so I rotated it there. We looked for trailered items not stored properly, stored items such as trash and building materials, landscape materials, frontage maintenance of overgrown weeds. So we looked at 285 homes are in that neighborhood, and to my pleasure, and I just want to applaud that community, 8 homes had visible violations. And that I was just really, really stoked to see because it's a big neighborhood. 8 letters were sent out with supporting information reminding residents of their CCNRs, and I have had about 4 of those 8 contact me and say, okay, we have stuff out, we're doing this, we're doing that, and we'll make sure it's put away as soon as we can. So these neighborhood campaign notices really help, and they really help beat down the amount of legwork that I have to do as far as violation notices. So I remember coming here and Cameron Park number 6 was something that a lot of our neighborhoods just needed a lot of reminding, a lot of educating, a lot of working with the community. And to go back up in there out of 285 homes, only have 8 that were visible violations from the street frontage. Really, I was proud of that community.
That's pretty good. I used to live on Sudbury.
Yeah, it's not blocked up anymore with cars all over the street. Yeah. People are being really respectful. Landscape projects, they don't have a landscape clause in their CCNR, so a lot of this was a result of landscape projects and stuff like that, where they've had to pull a boat out on the street or had pallets and Saran, you know, the big wrap that goes around the pallets laying in the yard. Two or three of them are probably ones that I'm going to have to revisit with a violation notice, but I just really feel good when I go through a community and see. It's also validation that we're doing our job and we're getting that education out there. So I'm proud of them and I'm proud of staff. So staff has rescheduled the neighborhood campaign for Cameron Park number 8 to be completed in this next cycle. And that is the Posada up through there. And there is a lot of notable trailers on Posada and up around the corner. So we'll get on that next. Any questions about the neighborhood campaign update?
Yeah, that's good news.
Item B, the ARC committee has a new member starting at the end of September. Staff is still requesting more applicants to serve on the committee, and we do release that in each newsletter and our activity guide. And there are still two positions for either seat or an alternate open. One of each is still open. I did get the opportunity to meet with Sean. He's part of the Rotary that now comes here, and again, another wonderful update that we have Rotary here in-house now. So I did a presentation to Rotary, and it was actually a couple of the members that brought two names forward, and this one jumped on as soon as I notified him. So,
John, what's his last name?
I'd have to look that up.
Okay.
What's his background?
He's actually in school. He's continued education, and the reason why he can't come in until September is because that's when his classes finish.
Architect or construction or?
Again, I'd have to go back and look that up. Nice young man, but I did get the opportunity to meet with him, and we'll learn more about him as he starts coming in, and he is a member of the community. So all that information as far as what he does and where he lives and everything, we do request it for committee members, and he did send that in.
So you still need to fill two more?
Yeah, I could use another alternate, and I could use another seat member. Okay. So. And that concludes our staff updates.
Okay, items for future CCNR committee agendas. Anyone have any opinion on that? Jim?
Chicken.
Oh, you know, I think you owe us a report back. When did we talk about that?
Which report?
It was associated with... God, I'll have to go back and look. It was associated with the neighborhood campaign. I'll have to go look.
It's not in our conformed agenda?
Well, and from last month's meeting...
It was from, like, in the early in the year. We said, this is great, but report back to us. And I'm trying to remember exactly what it was.
And from last month's minutes, we have service and emotional support animals. Mm-hmm. And that should carry forward on to all the things until we do discuss it.
Yeah, and I have met with Mo in regards to what the report the council gave back. There was a lot of information that it was determined it needs to be handled with some care. And Mo is on vacation. I didn't get the decision yet on how we were going to bring it. Is it going to go to the board? Is it going to be in closed session? Stuff like that.
No, I understand that, but okay. It should still carry forward at least in that section, in section number 4, just as the...
Oh, it should have been on the agenda carried forward.
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't have to have any more detail than it's a future item we're going to talk at some point.
So then that brings up the question, in the minutes of this one, then do I bring that back to items for future amendment and then make a note that this needs to be brought forward?
Yeah.
And then just put it in the minutes of this one?
Yes.
Okay.
That would be a good way to handle that.
And then that means the next agenda should have some direction as to where it's going to be discussed.
Well, it could stay there. It could stay there for multiple agendas just until we eventually talk about it.
Okay.
It's just so we don't forget to talk about it. Just like Tim's forgotten about what you were saying.
Yeah, exactly. I got to go back.
I think, I honestly, Tim.
I got to go look and look at what I
asked. I think it was that one, Tim. I really do. And I just, because of the discussion that I've had with staff and manager, I've just didn't want to quite bring up too much about it.
Yeah, I'll continue to look at this and confirm okay. what I should be telling you.
Feel free to email me if it was something different.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, items to be taken to the board of directors.
I don't have anything right now. This was standard business, with the exception if we do have to go to legal. Past an abate or quit notice.
I just want to clarify one point. Did the schedule change then? I mean, last time we talked about the CCNR committee meeting every other month. Is that now the standard? Every other month? Is it every month?
I think first
Monday or Tuesday?
One of our directors, I think, can answer that question.
Oh.
I believe they've changed it on the calendar. Let me look.
What's that for? Sorry.
Bi-monthly.
Bi-monthly meeting.
Yeah, our next meeting is November. And I will be unable to attend. I'll be unavailable.
So it is changed every other month?
Yes.
Currently it is. My understanding is if I get backed up on like pre-legal or legal notices, then I can call for a meeting in between those.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, take a look at the February meeting minutes, Jim.
Okay. And then look at... Okay.
Yeah, the schedule on the website has its meeting again next November 3rd.
Mm-hmm. Is that Monday? Or
Monday.
Monday.
Yeah, this time there was a screwy swapple that...
This time it's because we always meet the first Monday of the month.
Yeah.
Well, the first Monday was Labor Day.
Right.
If we pushed it back a week, then there was already a meeting.
Yeah, but something weird happened because
BNA skit was made.
It should have just been pushed to Monday.
But BNA was already on Monday.
But BNA is traditionally on Tuesday.
Right.
And they moved it to Tuesday, to Monday for some screwy reason.
I don't understand why.
That's why you got screwed up. Because originally it was Tuesday.
Right.
And you had it on.
Right, that's why I got screwed up.
Yeah.
I said
and it was swapped because Jim was.
Yeah.
It was confusing.
I completed my agenda for Monday and then.
Yeah.
And then I just. I sent the PDF out without looking at it and it got changed to Tuesday.
Well, it had been that way for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I think since we started this committee, it's always been the first Monday.
Right, correct.
But this is weird because BNA flipping flat back and forth because BNA is. Tuesday in October, and then Monday in November.
Yeah.
And then Monday in December.
Well,
does that mean it's going at like 6:30 after CCNR on November
3rd? All of our public meetings are at 5:30, except for the board.
But I'm still on the agenda for November. This meeting is November 3rd at 5:30.
5:30, right. All of our committee meetings are at 5:30.
Yeah. Okay. So where's BNA happening in November?
On the
Tuesday.
Second Monday.
Oh, on the second Monday, okay. I think it was because we missed a Monday.
They did some shuffling there.
Yeah.
They eliminated a fire committee meeting. They did a bunch of stuff for, I'm not sure why they did.
So who's responsible for all this juggling?
The staff makes the suggestions. We approve it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay.
Well, I'm in a different office now, so I miss some of these.
Well, you guys.
Lucky
okay,
you.
So I don't think there's anything for number 5 then.
All right, then. That brings matters to and from here to number
Look at February meeting for report back.
Yeah, it's...
I just wanted you to know I made that note.
Yeah.
So the last item on the agenda matters to and from committee members and staff, right? We already discussed this.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Tim is going to be out November 3rd and review. I mean, he can, I've got a little chore to look at February meeting and see if there's any report back items.
Right. And then the other thing is the correction on the minutes. Carryover of any
move
items.
Forward emotional support.
Right.
So that brings me to November 3rd. Tim is not going to be available. Director Gilchrist, will you be available November 3rd?
I should be.
Okay. Eastwood's good?
Yes.
Yeah. And Dutta's good. Okay,
so we'll need to find out if Director Bozette is available.
And
Candace,
right?
Well, Candace hopefully will be back too.
Candace will be back.
Yeah, so we'll have a quorum.
Yeah, we have a quorum.
Yeah. Okay.
But don't we need to have two board members?
Yeah, and Sid has been, he's been wonderful helping out on ARC when we need it. So he's appeared at two meetings, and he even appeared last week. We didn't need him, so he was here for 3 minutes and then left. So I really appreciate Sid because he's been out of town on most of this summer, so he comes back down off the mountain to make these meetings for us. So I really appreciate it.
Okay, well then that concludes this meeting. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you. The time now is 6:16 p.m.